Welcome to News in Focus with your host, Chris Long, President of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Stay tuned for an analysis and conversation about the issues that matter most to you and your family. Here now with this week's edition of News in Focus is Chris Long.
And good afternoon and welcome to this edition of News in Focus. Today we're going to continue our series talking about the war on coal and the EPA regulations that are coming down on the coal industry here in Ohio and are having a horrible effect on the coal industry and what it's going to mean for your bottom line, your pocketbook, with energy costs for families and seniors on a fixed income. And this really spells trouble for the years to come as power generating plants that use coal are being taken offline because of these EPA regulations. And to talk about it with us is going to be Congressman Bill Johnson of Ohio's 6th District, which actually runs through coal country along the Ohio River. So he's very much in the front lines of this. Also, Jim Martin, chairman of the 60 Plus Association, who's been a spokesman for seniors issues across the country. And of course, we'll talk a few minutes about what we heard in the State of the State address last night. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by a fellow of the Buckeye Institute, a conservative think tank here in Ohio, who have done an extensive study of what the economic impact is going to be for Ohioans with higher utility costs in the years to come due to these EPA regulations and the war on coal. And with that, let's turn to our good friend Jim Martin and Congressman Johnson. Gentlemen, welcome to today's roundtable.
Glad to be with you.
Well, thank you very much, Chris, for having us on. And Jim, it's good to talk to you too. I saw you last week in Washington, D.C., and it's always good to share some time with you.
Yes, sir, Congressman, and we keep a close eye on you, and folks out in your district, they ought to be proud of you. I know seniors really look to you for leadership, so we thank you for your efforts.
I appreciate that very much, and Chris, you're talking about something today that is very near and dear to my heart, and that's the war on coal, because it is very, very real, as you have stated.
Well, that's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. And Jim, you just put out a press release this afternoon. Explain that press release that just came across the wire.
Well, we were responding to the president's cockamamie ideas last night in the State of the Union about the Environmental Protection Agency. They talk about the Clean Power Plan. We put out a release. We said, no, the Clean Power Plan should be called the Cruel Power Plan because it's cruel to seniors on fixed incomes. And the fact of the matter is, as Congressman just pointed out, it's a war on coal. And Chris, you know this, I've said it before, it's a war on seniors. It's that simple. And I'm from coal country. I was born in eastern Kentucky. My father was in the coal business all his life. My father dug coal for a living, I'm proud to tell you. That's a great staple. Affordable, reliable, low-cost energy is from coal fields. And this president and some of these wackos on the far left, they're shutting down an entire industry to satisfy their environmental friends. That's a tragedy in the making. It hurts every pocketbook in the country, particularly senior citizens.
Well,
we thank you again, Chris, for hosting this show.
Well, that's right, Jim. And quoting from your press release this afternoon, it states more than 70% of American seniors live on fixed income, which is not keeping pace with inflation. The CPP amounts to nothing more than a cruel power plan that will force millions of seniors to make more devastating choice on whether they will spend their meager income on food, medicine, or keeping their homes warm this winter. 60 Plus Association. Well, I agree with that, Jim. We're not exactly experiencing a moderate winter out there. I mean, it's not as bad as last year, but it's not over yet. We're still in January, and as anyone can tell you here in Ohio, there's still a lot of winter yet to come. And so, this is going to have a devastating effect on fixed income, seniors, the working poor, on families. And that's why we're so thankful that Congressman Johnson is actually leading the way in the charge in Washington. Congressman, tell us what is being done as there's really a new sheriff in town with a new Congress has just been sworn in. Last night was the State of the State address. But now, really, you get down to business in the committee work. What is your plans in the near future?
Well, we certainly do have a new Congress, Chris, and a Senate that we believe that will cooperate with us, and of course a majority leader in Mitch McConnell from the state of Kentucky, who also comes from coal country. So Mitch McConnell understands the importance of coal. You know, one of the things that the president said last night in his State of the Union address that was ironic. He talked about how those that he listens to claim that climate change is one of the biggest risks to our national security. I think the president has forgotten what his own chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, said. He said that our national debt is the biggest risk to our national security.
That's right.
And, you know, we're not helping our national debt by killing the hundreds of thousands of jobs, according to U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that would result if these new EPA regulations on existing coal-fired power plants were to go into effect. It's not just the cost of electricity that's going to be impacted. That's going to be devastating. But it's also the jobs that are going to be killed as a result of their actions. And it's just absolutely irresponsible to put American workers and American families at a disadvantage that way.
Well, that's right. And Ohio is especially going to be hit hard. Jim, and I know there's a lot of seniors in Ohio. We actually have an aging population. Ohio lost a couple of congressional seats at the last census. Not that we lost population, we just didn't grow as fast as some of the southern states like Florida or Texas. They gained congressional seats. We're kind of holding our own here in Ohio. We're about 11.5 million people, but many of them are aging. They're baby boomers now going into retirement age, and so they are going to be on fixed incomes. They're going to be basically going into their retirement wages and Social Security, and so this is a big issue for them because and Ohio depends more on coal-burning plants for its energy over many decades now. And with these power plants, as we talked to Mr. Murray on a previous program of Murray Energy, these coal-burning plants for energy are going to be taken offline. And so Ohio is going to be hit especially hard.
Absolutely. And you know what the congressman just said. By the way, we have 250,000 seniors throughout the Buckeye State that adhere to the 60-plus philosophy. We got about 15,000, Bill, in your district, seniors that think the way we do. And you talked about Social Security. For over 10 years now, the last decade, energy price increases have been far outstripping seniors' Social Security cost of living adjustments. And unfortunately, that trend is likely to get even worse because of these EPA regulations. And I got to tell you, there was a survey done a couple of years ago by the Applied Public Policy Research Institute, and they pointed out that higher energy prices are already forcing more than 40% of low-income seniors to go without needed medical or dental care, even having to skip meals or shut off the heat on cold days. That's a tragedy, and it's only going to get worse unless we stop the EPA. And I was encouraged to hear the congressman say a while ago, I know he's working hard. Ed Whitfield of Kentucky has a subcommittee. I think we're going to testify before it in a couple of weeks. We're going to go before Senator Inhofe in the Senate and point out a study we did recently that shows that, as you said a while ago, Chris, over 70% of these seniors, and a survey we did in Ohio, 76% of our seniors said they were either somewhat or extremely concerned about the EPA and administration policies. They're only going to push energy costs even higher. So
I sit on Ed Whitfield's subcommittee now, the Energy and Power Subcommittee, right. And I am very much looking forward to that hearing. You know, we actually made a little bit of progress in slowing down the EPA at the end of the last Congress, Chris. And Jim, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but we reduced the funding to the EPA. It equated to a 20% reduction over the last 5 years. It took the EPA down to their lowest staffing levels since 1989.
Wow!
So it is going to slow them down, but they're not going to slow down on their ideological bent. to stop the coal industry. And we're going to have to continue that work. I am going to continue my work to stop the rewrite of the stream buffer zone rule that will essentially shut down underground coal mining in America. It passed in the 112th Congress as the Stop the War on Coal Act. It passed in the 113th Congress as the Preventing Government Waste and Protecting Coal Mining Jobs in America Act. And we're going to be pursuing legislation to once again rein in the Office of Surface Mining and Reclamation, where their onerous regulations regarding underground coal mining is concerned. Gentlemen, I hate to do this to you, Chris, but as fate would have it, I don't control the voting schedule, and they have called for votes. I'm going to have to run, but I think you guys know that I'm with you, I'm behind you, I'm leading on this effort, and I really appreciate what you do to bring this to the attention of the people in your listening area, Chris.
Absolutely. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us today, and we appreciate all that you're doing in Washington. We're looking for some very positive things this next quarter, as we're going to be watching very carefully. We know that Congress is going to be doing quite a bit of work, and it's all positive. We're very thankful for that.
Well, thank you very much, Chris.
And Bill, Pat Boone said to tell you hello. He enjoyed that last show we did with Chris Long and Bob Murray.
Wow. You know, at some point, Jim, we're going to have to figure out how I can meet Pat, because I just, you know, that's on my bucket list. I want to shake hands with the actor from the State Fair. I'm a big fan of his.
I know you are. We're going to have him back here in a couple of months.
All right. Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
God bless you, Congressman. Thank you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
That's,
you know something, Chris?
Yes, sir.
We did applaud him when I was aware they cut some of the funding that he just referred to.
Yes.
It's called the power of the purse, and there's more on the horizon. Even the Congressional Review Act, which has been a little used, but that gives the Congress the right to take a look at regulations that are being issued by agencies such as the EPA. So there's a lot of weapons at our disposal to cut them down to size. And by the way, too, I saw the congressman the other day, and first thing he said to me was, "Man, Pat Boone and State Fair." He said, "I sure enjoyed that show with Chris Long and Pat Boone and Bob Murray a couple of weeks ago." So that was
absolutely,
that was great. Yes, sir.
Well, again, we're talking to Jim Martin, chairman of the 60 Plus Association. We're continuing our series on the war on coal and the EPA regulations, how it's going to have an impact on seniors of fixed income and working families here in Ohio. And we're going to bring this to your attention, folks, because it's going to hit your bottom line. Jim, right now I'm looking at a chart that shows that of the U.S. electricity generation by source, 39% is coal. And I don't think realize how important coal is to the electric grid in the United States, and especially here in the Midwest.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that, because it used to be even higher than that, but they've already started shutting down coal-fired plants, and that obviously is a tragedy. But, you know, because of EPA regulations that are already in place. And they're taking out less costly forms of energy like coal and trying to replace them with more expensive sources, whether it's solar or what have you. And, you know, Chris, someone's brought to my attention recently that these expensive regulations EPA is forcing upon us, some of the technology to meet some of their goals, some of that technology hasn't even been invented yet. So that's the tragedy.
Well, that's right. It's basically a pig and a poke. I mean, what's going to replace 39% of what's powering the grid currently? I mean, you've got other renewable resources at 6%, hydropower at 7%, nuclear power is only 19%, natural gas at 27%. And again, that's a very expensive procedure with natural gas. They don't have any gas-burning energy power plants here in the Midwest, but down south they do understand, but they're very expensive to build. I mean, for the power industry, it has to be cost-effective, and coal is cost-effective for everybody.
Yes, it is. And, you know, Chris, I was just pointing out recently at another forum here on Capitol Hill that Mr. Obama, and you know this, when he was a candidate, he said under his energy plan, electricity prices would, quote, necessarily skyrocket, Evelyn went on to say, yeah, go ahead and build new coal plants, but my plan would bankrupt them. And when are we ever going to learn? Germany, India, China, these are big polluters, bigger than we are. And use Germany. I think you brought this up on another show one time. Germany decided to move away from coal a couple of years ago. Well, the results were so disastrous, the citizens were up in arms. Their electricity prices skyrocketed. And guess what? They saw the error of their ways. You know what they're doing now in Germany? They're building more coal plants.
Yes.
Because that's a reliable source of energy. When are we ever going to learn?
That's right. We're talking to Jim Martin, chairman of the 60 Plus Association. Our topic is the war on coal. Joining us on the other side of the break will be Greg Lawson of the Buckeye Institute, who did an extensive research paper recently on the impact that this is all going to have on us. And so you want to hear this. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go away.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
I realized it was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
The moment the snow started to fall, I knew
that as a citizen soldier in the National Guard, I was going to have to be ready at a moment's notice.
Some were calling it the snowstorm of the century.
Cars and tractor trailers were stranded on the interstate in 8-foot drifts.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees. Could barely see our hands in front of our faces.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for. Moments like this.
When our communities need us.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country while you work or attend college full time. In return, you'll gain career skills and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Take a moment to learn more. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Ohio National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters in this station.
Who's looking out for seniors today? It's not the AARP. AARP worked overtime to help pass Obamacare, the legislation that cut over $700 billion from Medicare. And AARP supports the death tax, which can rob families of over half their savings due to the death of a loved one. Seniors know that AARP would rather make millions peddling insurance products than support the policies that actually help America's elderly. That's why America's seniors count on the 60 Plus Association. For more than 20 years, 60 Plus has been fighting for the seniors that AARP has left behind. 60 Plus fought against Obamacare and continues to fight every day for its repeal in Washington. And 60 Plus is the leading national organization working to repeal the death tax once and for all so that families can pass down their businesses and farms to the next generation, not the IRS. Stand up for your values. Join 60 Plus today. Visit 60plus.org or call 703-807-2070. This message paid for and authorized by the 60 Plus Association.
In a press release this afternoon, the 60 Plus Association put out an alert on last night's State of the State address by President Obama when they were urging him to back away from the so-called Clean Power Plan, the plan that most costly regulation ever promulgated by the agency will put extreme limits on U.S. power plants' emissions, leading to higher electric bills for Americans. With frigid temperatures, snow, and freezing winds battering the nation this winter, the importance of stopping this harmful and fraudulent regulation is becoming more and more into focus, said 60 Plus Chairman Jim Martin. And he is with us on the phone, and also joining us is Greg Lawson from the Buckeye Institute, a conservative think tank here in Columbus, Ohio, that has done an extensive study on the war on coal and what effect it's going to have on seniors with fixed incomes, with working families. And again, it just means higher utility bills. And let's welcome Greg right now to the program. Greg, welcome to News in Focus.
Thank you very much for having me. Very glad to be on and having a chance to talk about this extremely important issue.
Well, the Buckeye Institute is a renowned and respected think tank here in Ohio, Jim, and they really want to partner on this issue, and they've done some extensive research. Jim, back to the press release, though. Your organization put this out this afternoon because you believe there's opportunity here with the new Congress to make a difference and to roll back these regulations that the EPA has been touting.
Yeah, I do. And by the way, Greg, I pay attention to the work you folks do out there at the Buckeye Institute, just as I do with the Alabama Policy Institute, the John Tillman over at the Illinois Policy Institute, and, Chris, I know you know these folks, too. And by the way, Gary Palmer, who headed up the Alabama Policy Institute, just got elected to Congress from down in Alabama. So he will be a great spokesman for our cause, whether it's the death tax or rolling back EPA. And you mentioned the fraudulence. Look, even Lawrence Tribe, this liberal law professor who taught Mr. Obama at Harvard Law School, he's called the EPA regulations unconstitutional.
Yes.
He's called it excessive overreach. It clearly is. The EPA is trying to do by regulation what they could not do by legislation. And Chris, as you just said, we're going to stop them. Congressman Johnson said a minute ago, they already cut down some of their funding. Power of the purse, that's going to be essential. I was encouraged with Senator Joni Ernst, her response last night. We campaigned for her with Pat Boone making some phone calls for her in Iowa. She even said we need to abolish the EPA. Music to my ears as a senior citizen, because seniors, and you know this, Greg, they're hurt the most, and obviously Chris knows it, by this war on seniors is what this war on coal is. It's a war on senior citizens.
That's exactly right. Greg, let's talk a little bit about the research paper that was recently released by your organization that's done some extensive study of how this is going to have a grave impact on people on fixed incomes. And basically, it's just going to raise the percentage each year they use for utility costs. And what that means is less money to spend on food, on medicine, on other things right. For the family. And for seniors, this really spells trouble.
Well, you nail it right on the head. And there was a recent research done. A good friend of ours, Wayne Weingarten, who's nationally known for doing work in this area, really was able to zero in and look at what the consequences were going to be for individuals on fixed incomes, especially here in Ohio. What people don't maybe fully appreciate outside of Ohio is just how important coal is to the production of electricity in the state. Whereas coal, is only a significant portion of energy production around the country, it is over twice as important in Ohio as it is elsewhere. Almost 70% of all the electricity that's generated in the state of Ohio comes from coal-fired power plants. So the EPA Clean Power Plan, so-called, is going to be that much more devastating here in Ohio in terms of the cost that it's going to impose. And if you look at it, it's basically going to increase some of the numbers that we're looking at. Weingarten estimated about a 30% increase in the average electrical bill here in the state of Ohio for residential consumers.
30%?
30%, about $400 a year, and that's just on average. So there'll obviously be some that are going to be below that, but there'll be plenty that are going to be above that. And that hits certain groups of individuals far more negatively than others, and particularly seniors that are on fixed incomes that won't be able to absorb those additional costs. Actually, interestingly enough, it also hits a lot of low-income minority households very disproportionately as well.
I noticed that in the study, that African-American households, because of their lower income, they would be hit excessively hard with this added expense.
It is. So this war on coal is, I think it was very appropriately said earlier, a war on seniors. And quite frankly, it's a war on, in a certain sense, it's a war on minorities as well, because it's going to hit all of these folks. Because, and this isn't something you can just pass along, you're going to be stuck with having to pay your utility bills one way or the other. And so this is, again, a pernicious impact that is going to just devastate whole families and people for years to come if this thing goes through. And the Buckeye Institute, we actually filed during the public comment period, we actually filed comments with the U.S. EPA. A lot of other organizations did as well. Yeah. It was one of the most commented on regulations, not only in recent memory, but perhaps ever. But we file comments, and there was discussed whether this is constitutional. There's a lot of questions about that. It certainly usurps Ohio's historical regulatory role in this, and that's a particularly terrible thing for being able to have the ability of states to do what is right for them, because there's no way that Ohio, and the Ohio EPA, by the way, the Ohio EPA sent back comments to the U.S. EPA where they were saying they didn't see how that the state could really achieve these goals either. So this is an across-the-board thing where the agreement is solid that this is going to be a massive tax hike. It's going to harm people because that's essentially what this is. It's going to be like having your taxes jacked up, but actually in many ways even worse because it hits something that so many people need so desperately.
Well, and Jim, this is all really unnecessary because the coal industry has actually been doing a great job of burning clean coal, lowering emissions. They've actually been reaching some benchmarks, and yet they keep on throwing on them more and more. It's the game's not fair, is it?
No, it's not. And you just said it correctly. The energy right now, coal especially, it's the most clean, it's the most efficient in the world. They've cut emissions by something like 12 or 13% in the last 10 years. That's a real, real significant improvement, but they don't get any credit for that. EPA keeps coming up with new guidelines. And Greg, right before you got on the show, I pointed out talking about seniors on fixed incomes and clearly minorities too. I pointed out that for a decade now, these energy price increases have been outstripping senior Social Security cost of living adjustments. So, and it's only going to get worse under these regulations. And these other countries, China, India, Germany, they aren't paying attention. So while Americans, seniors in particular, and minorities on lower incomes, while they're punished with costlier and less reliable energy, there's absolutely no benefit on carbon emissions. As these other nations, you know what they're doing? They're doing business as usual. And again, as Chris, we pointed out earlier, Germany switched to solar a few years ago. The citizens were up in arms. Their electricity costs doubled or tripled almost overnight. Guess what Germany is doing now? They're building more coal plants.
Yes.
Why? Because coal provides reliable and less costly energy.
Well, as we talk about savings for families, we see that at the gas pump, for instance, families are getting a break, and seniors as well, as we see the lowering of oil prices across the board and internationally. And, you know, instead of benefiting from that, they're going to lose it in another area by paying higher utility bills. And, you know, my dad used to say the game's crooked. You know, you win on one end and you lose it on the other. But that's not what we want to do. We really want to see that energy costs get lowered. And the president was taking a lot of credit last night for the power energy boom in this country. Greg, your thoughts on that?
It's absurd, absolutely, totally absurd, because he has done nothing but obstruct what has been happening in this country. The fact that we are having an energy boom, largely because of shale and the development of natural gas, has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with this administration or its policies. As a matter of fact, everything that this administration has done has been to put up roadblocks and make things more difficult. It's because of enterprising businesses, and it's because the United States is particularly lucky in the world because of our system of private property rights. Other countries have as much shale. As a matter of fact, China, they think, has more ultimately shale and gas reserves than we have in the United States, but they have very limited ability to tap into it, both because they don't have the innovativeness to be able to develop the technology to exploit the resource, but also they don't have private property rights over there, where individuals can decide to lease their land with private businesses, contract, the rule of law, everything that we take so for granted here in America, but we have to be very careful because that's what's allowed this to happen. You know, the administration has blocked exploration, some offshore exploration. It's blocking safe exploration within some public lands where there is the opportunity to continue to embrace this boon. It's actually insulting that the president would try to take credit for this because it has been built on the backs of hardworking companies and private landowners who are taking advantage of some of the great things that this country has to offer.
Well, the environmental lobby that has been he's beholden to has been against fracking, which has been a boom here in Ohio with the Utica Shale, the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania and Ohio, Jim. And this is caused for more oil production in our state. And this is what's been lending to America, really lowering its imports from Saudi Arabia. Actually, people that are fighting us, you know, on the war on terror, you know, being less dependent upon them in the Middle East is a good thing, and producing more of our own oil. Again, the president and his ilk has not been supportive of this, yet he takes credit for it last night. Your thoughts, Jim?
Yeah, well, you mentioned fracking, which we've been doing for over 60 years, safely and economically. But he's taking credit now for the oil production, and Greg was pointing that out a minute ago. You know, oil production is down on federal land where his policies are in effect. The oil production has increased, yes, and gas production, on state and private lands. So he was taking credit for that. Somebody said at a meeting I was at earlier today, he said, you know, how can he say these things with a straight face? He said he is literally lying, and I'm quoting a guy at a conference, he's literally lying with a straight face. And someone else jumped up and said, yeah, Joe Wilson nailed it 2 years ago, and Congressman Joe Wilson of South Carolina just flat out burst out at one of these State of the Union messages and said, you lie. And it's beyond me how he can take credit for that when no credit is due. Again, oil and gas production is down on federal lands. And yes, we need to break ourselves away from dependence on countries like Saudi Arabia, Iran, and others. These are not friendly countries toward us. We've got enough coal here, Greg, did you say it, or Chris earlier? We've got more coal here. We're the Saudi Arabia of coal, if we could just mine it and get it to market. But under this president, they want to shut down coal.
Well, I just want to point out the one other absurdity of this administration is when they try to put all these limitations on us, the coal can still be mined. But what's funny is we will end up shipping it to other countries. It's still going to get used. It's just going to get used by other countries to lower their utility bills while ours go up. So, again, kind of like the Keystone Pipeline thing, those resources are going to get exploited, and they're going to go to a market somewhere in the world. It's not going to just stay in the ground like the environmental radicals seem to think it is.
Right.
It's going to get out there anyway. The challenge is who's going to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that it presents.
Well, that's right. And here in the report, it said if the proposed EPA regulations are implemented, when the average annual electricity expenditure burden in Ohio would rise from 2.9% to 3.8%, the higher burden on Ohio households can be reviewed. And then you have a chart in this report. There are folks going to want to access this report. We're going to make available on our website. But Greg, give us the contact for the Buckeye Institute where people can read the full report.
Yep, www.buckeyeinstitute.org. We will have that available there, and we have other materials on this issue as well. There's a lot of this is certainly the U.S. EPA regulations are the big elephant in the room, but there is a whole host of even state-focused policies that are also not helpful in the for the long term for consumers and hit disproportionately, as they always do. When you raise costs on consumers, you're always hitting people on fixed incomes disproportionately. And there's some other boondoggles that have been going on, even at the state level, that need to be taken care of. And we've got information on some of that and how people can learn the truth, not what a bunch of environmental zealots want the public to think.
That's right. And Jim, folks want to learn more about the 60 Plus Association and what you're doing and advocating for seniors. Where do they go?
Okay, they go to our website, www.60plus.org. That's 60plus.org. And we tell people, let your governor know how you feel about these regulations, let your senators know, your House members. And by the way, too, I remember the EPA said, we want to reach out to our governors and make them know that they are equal partners with us. Well, we were down in Alabama not too long ago with Governor Bentley.
Right.
And he said, equal partner, for crying out loud, you're closing down an awful lot of coal mining jobs throughout Alabama and Georgia and Arkansas and all that. He says, equal partner, for crying out loud, we're losing jobs down here because of these regulations.
Yeah, not the kind of partner he was looking to have.
Exactly.
To bring jobs to his state and to help his people. And I got to say, it's the same thing here in Ohio and Pennsylvania and West Virginia. And again, you know, you hear Mr. Murray, again, a man who came from modest means and built a tremendous company that employs over 7,000 employees.
Over 7,000 coal miners, isn't he, Chris?
That's right. And you can hear in the passion of his voice just how he cares about them and their livelihoods and all of which it helps in the general community. He's right about that. The coal industry does quite a bit in residual jobs that benefit Ohio overall. You know, I really think that Mr. Kasich, and we should reach out to him to get out in front on this thing, make some comments about this, because it is affecting Ohio, and we do need the governor's help on this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Jim, let's talk a minute about your plans going forward now, bringing attention to Congress and keeping this in the forefront. Of course, we just talked to Congressman Johnson earlier this hour, and Bob Gibbs, who couldn't join us today, but also he says, look, I'm in the fight. I want to be with you, so schedule me for a future program. These are a couple of Ohio's congressmen. Name some of the others that you're working with in Congress.
Well, Bob Gibbs and Bill Johnson, who was just on the program with us, and obviously essentially all your Republican congressmen there in Ohio, they get it. But down in Kentucky, my home state, Ed Whitfield, he chairman of a subcommittee. In fact, Bill Johnson is on that same subcommittee. I'm reaching out now, and I'm planning on testifying before Senate committee. Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, as you know, now has that important committee. Barbara Boxer is no longer chairman of that committee. It's Jim Inhofe, who's a great champion for all seniors, but for everybody on this particular
issue. He's a good man. He's a good man.
Oh, absolutely. And we're also going to reach out to Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming. She's chair of a subcommittee. And just a myriad of, even Fred Upton, the Energy and Commerce Committee, we may testify before that committee also. And I was very encouraged. I saw that Joni Ernst last night, Senator Ernst, she said, we need to abolish the EPA. On top of that, Shelley Moore Capito, the new senator from West Virginia, where coal is king, of course, and I campaigned with her when she first ran for Congress. In fact, I knew her father, who just died at 91, former Governor Archmore. He served in the House of Representatives when I worked for Congressman Ed Gurney of Florida, who later became the first Republican senator from Florida in 100 years. They served together a couple of terms back in the 60s. And later, of course, Archmore was governor of West Virginia. And Shelley Moore Capito, his daughter, served in the West Virginia legislature, served in the House of Representatives for about six terms, and just won the Senate race down there. I'm encouraged by that. She said yes. Coal is king in West Virginia, and she, too, wants to speak out and work assiduously against the EPA and what it's trying to accomplish. So I'm encouraged all around by, and Tom Cotton out in Arkansas, I was campaigning with him. He said back then, he said, if we win the Senate next month, a month before the election, I can assure you we're going to work to stop the EPA. And even John Podesta, I call him the Jonathan Gruber of the environmental movement. Of course, Jonathan Gruber's the guy who said he wrote the Obamacare law, and when he actually did not, he took credit for it, of course. But John Podesta, who's a big-time lobbyist here for the president, and he has flat said on behalf of the environmentalists, we cannot be stopped. I got news for John. We are going to stop him because of studies put out by the Buckeye Institute and others that give us the ammunition to go after these radicals.
Well, that's right. And the EPA regulations and the EPA itself is an agency. It's not a branch of government. And yet they work against the American people by basically taking findings from the Kyoto hearings or treaty and then using that against Congress and the American people. Greg, when she called for the abolishment of the EPA, there will be life after the EPA, that's for sure. And Congress is the ones that really that should be regulating these things, even with environmental issues when they come to the forefront. Isn't that right?
Well, that's one of the key things of Congress not delegating its authority. And one of the big challenges that we've seen since the massiveness growth of the U.S. federal government, certainly since the beginning of the 20th century, is all these different agencies being created and tons of authority being delegated, essentially from Congress to these executive agencies. There's some argument that there may need to be some level of delegation on certain issues, but when you're talking about massive public policy questions where you have to have the entire public buy-in, and these are massive issues that will that obviously, as we've been talking about the entire time, the devastation that they can wreak on individual states, it's only correct that the representatives that represent those states have the opportunity to be able to help shape that policy. It's the whole point of what Congress is supposed to do. So when you take that away, you are undermining the representational aspect of what we have in our government. I mean, we're a republic. We are designed to function this way, and we are losing a lot of that as we continue to delegate it to essentially technocrats in Washington, and those technocrats are then dramatically influenced by these outside groups who have very radical agendas and that want to impose it. So they use those technocrats on the inside to impose these types of policies. I mean, the Buckeye Institute is a huge believer in free markets. Free markets work. If we're concerned about, you know, the fear and the hype and the things that we hear about global warming and everything else, you know, it's amazing how much, as was talked about earlier, there have been reductions in these emissions because individual companies or the technology is constantly evolving and the market is constantly working. And look, you know, if someday solar energy becomes ultra cheap and wind makes sense in certain areas, these renewable resources are going to come online and they'll become marketable and people will start to utilize them. But they're not there yet, and you can't force a market to exist without ruining the way things operate today. So we just need a much more free market approach, and in order to get there, we need Congress to take back its appropriate power that it has allowed itself to lose to the hands of unelected bureaucrats throughout the federal agencies.
Well, somebody's listening, and they're saying, well, what's the urgency here? Well, the urgency is once they take down a coal-burning power plant, you cannot bring it back online. Mr. Murray attested to that. Once those boilers and those generators are turned off, they cannot be restarted. So we actually lose that power plant. It's gone for good. And the problem with that, Jim, is, you know, then you're talking about even if you were to change policy. So they're hoping to, once the die is cast, once they start taking these power plants offline, which First Energy and other power companies are slated to take off these power generators that burn coal to create electricity for the Midwest. Once they're gone for good. And what that means is a few years from now, these costs are actually going to be realized to the listeners who are listening right now. Say, well, I looked at my electric bill and see a spike this month, but you will after these politicians, after Mr. Obama's gone, after the EPA regulations, you will see it. And then you'll say, what can I do? Well, you can do something now, and you can call your congressman today and you can urge them not to pass or approve and to stop these EPA regulations that they're forcing on us.
Absolutely. Let me follow what Greg just said about unelected bureaucrats and technocrats doing what the Congress has been allowing them to do. I'm predicting right now Senator Mitch McConnell, he's a great friend of coal, obviously, from Kentucky. Mitch McConnell and others, I think, are going to reinstitute the CRA, the Congressional Review Act. It's been little used since it came into existence some 15 or 20 years ago, but the Congressional Review Act allows Congress to take a look and have a say-so over these technocrats, as Greg just pointed out, these bureaucrats, the rules and regulations that they're implementing, that Congress can go in and say, no, you can't do that. So I'm encouraged by that. Besides being able, having the power of the purse, obviously, as Congressman Johnson pointed out earlier, they cut back some of their funding to the EPA.
Yes.
But this Congressional Review Act will be able to take a look at what some of these, as Greg so aptly put it, some of these technocrats and these unelected bureaucrats, what they're trying to do out there, because they couldn't do it by legislation, so they're trying to do it now by regulation. I'm encouraged by that. And as he also pointed out, someday solar and other sources will be affordable. That's way down the line. As Greg just pointed out, you can't force those things upon us at this particular point, and they're trying to do that. And I got to tell you, Chris, you're absolutely right. Bob Murray was right. Once you close down these plants, you can't go flip a switch and get them back online.
That's right.
It's not that simple.
And that's why this is all so very serious. We're talking to Jim Martin, chairman of the 60 Plus Association. We're also talking to Greg Lawson of the Buckeye Institute. We're talking about the war on coal and what you can do. We're going to give you some numbers to call. On the other side of the break, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Ohio National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Who's looking out for seniors today? It's not the AARP. AARP worked overtime to help pass Obamacare, the legislation that cut over $700 billion from Medicare. And AARP supports the death tax, which can rob families of over half their savings due to the death of a loved one. Seniors know that AARP would rather make millions peddling insurance products than support the policies that actually help America's elderly. That's why America's seniors count on the 60 Plus Association. For more than 20 years, 60 Plus has been fighting for the seniors that AARP has left behind. 60 Plus fought against Obamacare and continues to fight every day for its repeal in Washington. And 60 Plus is the leading national organization working to repeal the death tax once and for all so that families can pass down their businesses and farms to the next generation, not the IRS. Stand up for your values. Join 60 Plus today. Visit 60plus.org or call 703-807-2070. This message paid for and authorized by the 60 Plus Association.
And here's that number to call Congress, and you want to basically tell your congressman, stop the war on coal with these EPA regulations. The number is 202-224-3121, and ask for your congressman. Again, the congressional number is 202-224-3121, and tell your congressman to stop the war on coal and to stop the EPA with these regulations that are coming down and being proposed, and see what your congressman can do. Again, a few minutes left in the program. We're talking to Greg Lawson from the Buckeye Institute and also Jim Martin, chairman of the 60 Plus Association. We're talking about the war on coal, and there is a study that we've been using this hour in our discussion, the regressive impact on Ohio's lower income from the EPA's proposed regulations on carbon dioxide emissions. And, of course, what that means with these new regulations on the war on coal. And that can be found at the Buckeye Institute website. Greg, give us that website again.
Yeah, it's simply www.buckeyeinstitute.org. Buckeye Institute, all one word.
And one of the great organizations that's fighting for you in Washington for seniors in our country is the 60 Plus Association. Jim, give us the website so folks can like your Facebook page. They can go to your Facebook and your website on a regular basis to see the work that the 60 Plus Association is doing in Washington and across the country.
Yeah, thank you. It's www.60plus.org. That's 60plus.org.
Well, we have a couple of minutes left, Jim. What really is going to be happening now? You're going to be talking to congressmen. You're talking to senators.
Yeah.
We talked to Congressman Johnson here today. He said he's going to be working in committee. What's on the immediate horizon on this one?
Well, besides doing what you just said I'm doing, which is talking to individual members of Congress, whether it's Bill Johnson, it's Ed Whitfield from over in Paducah, Kentucky. I'm from the eastern part of the state. But we are now preparing testimony to go appear before some of these committees to talk about the devastating impact that these EPA regulations are having on everybody's pocketbook.
Yes,
but particularly seniors and minorities who are impacted the worst. And I got to tell you now, we did a study. We're going to get that study on the record. We unveiled it at the National Press Club about a month or so ago, studied by Gene Driscoll. We work with Morgan Griffith from Southern Virginia, Congressman Griffith. He is a staunch ally of ours, and a lot of coal within his district. His district abuts over into the West Virginia and into Kentucky. He's down in southern Virginia. But clearly that's an area where we need to speak out and speak out strongly on behalf of seniors. And I've been studying, Greg, your Buckeye Institute study, and Wayne Weingarten. He's obviously an academic who's well thought of. So we're going to be lifting a lot of your material and bring it to the attention of the Congress. And I hope you won't mind us doing that.
No, absolutely not. And I'm sure Wayne, I'll pass along information. I'm sure he will be very happy to communicate as well with some of the details and stuff, too.
Well, great program, gentlemen. Again, thank you both for joining us. Chairman of the 60-plus Association, Jim Martin, will have you back. Also, Greg Lawson of the Buckeye Institute. And you can also visit our Facebook page, the Ohio Christian Alliance, also our website, ohioca.org. And there we'll put up some links to both of these websites and today's report that we talked about on the war on coal. And, of course, we'll keep you alerted. The congressional number again is 202-224-3121. And call your congressman and urge them to halt these EPA regulations on the war on coal. And we'll hear, we'll talk more about this, and we'll see you next week. God bless.
You have been listening to News in Focus with your host, Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. To learn more about the issues that matter most to you and your family, visit online at ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. Thank you for listening. This program is sponsored by the Ohio Christian Alliance of Akron, Ohio.